As for tomorrow, 2 o'clock, the Oregon women start their run in the Pac-12 tournament in Seattle against Arizona. Follow this guy on Twitter. Use the handle @GoDucksKG. We welcome in the coach, Kelly Graves. Coach, thanks for the time. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. Just up here in Seattle waiting for tomorrow's game.
Now, before we get into your team, I mentioned the men are at Westwood tonight. And when you were at Gonzaga, I know you visited USC, you played UCLA in a tournament last January, you took the Ducks, and you beat UCLA down there. I know you're a big student of the game. Was that your first time coaching at Pauley Pavilion? And for you, was that a big deal?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, it was great. My last year at Gonzaga, we scrimmaged UCLA. We set up a two-year scrimmage, closed-door scrimmage. So we went down there to Pauley, and I was like a little kid in a candy store, man. I was up with the, you know, the pyramid, Coach Wooden's pyramid, and, you know, just took a ton of pictures. And then, of course, last couple of years we've played them, but yeah, those, you know, I was never a big UCLA fan per se, but man, if you were a fan of the game, you know, he's like the greatest ever. So it's pretty cool.
Obviously, after we spoke last week, you got the news about Jillian. It was not in a game. I'm just kind of curious. I don't know if I've heard. Did she land wrong, cut wrong? How did she end up tearing her ACL? And at the time, did you guys have any idea it was that severe?
No, we didn't. In fact, we went away that day thinking that she was going to be okay. I mean, if you've ever really seen, for those out there that, you know, have seen Jill play, you know she's landing awkward all the time. I mean, she's always falling down. Seems like she's on the ground a lot. We call her the elastic woman because, man, her limbs are just like all over the place. And so you just don't think it can happen to someone like her. And so, no, ironically, it was, you know, she was going up for a rebound. And, you know, and just came down in a wrong way. And you could tell right then it was, you know, she was pretty emotional right then at the time that practice just stopped. I mean, we've got 25 people at our practices every day, and man, you could have heard a pin drop. But we didn't get the word until the next day. She went in, got an MRI, and I was there when the doctor told her, and it was, it was a tough time.
Yeah, we've talked all season long. You know, early on you presented the challenge for her to take this team to the tournament. But strictly from a place of a young woman who's worked so hard, accomplished so much, I mean, just on a personal level, how's she doing? How's she doing dealing with this right now?
Well, she's a young woman with great faith. And so under the circumstances, I mean, she's handled it really well with a lot of grace and poise. And, you know, she's one of those who truly believes in her heart that, you know, everything happens for a purpose. And, you know, and that's just who she is. She believes in a higher power and you know, which I think is going to really help her through this. You know, this is pretty common in women's athletics, but, you know, it's just a shame to happen to someone that's, you know, I mean, Jill is a nicer person than she is a basketball player. And you just sometimes you just don't know why. You wonder why it would happen. But, you know, she's gonna get through it. She's a hard worker, and she's going to be, you know, rehabbing for something special. I mean, she's going to still be a really good pro.
Coach, when I talk to you, when I see stories on TV or on the radio, you talk to everybody, and you know that's the common theme. Yeah, she's a great player, but that's dwarfed by the kind of person she is. So I'm kind of curious, your staff, her teammates, I mean, how much have they rallied support-wise?
Well, you know, everybody's, you know, the outpouring of support and prayers and everything, you know, the notes and texts and emails that I've gotten from coaches and fans all over the place is incredible. I mean, she is a beloved figure, you know, in our sport. And our team has handled it fine. You know, we didn't that last weekend. Hey, it was tough because the day after that happened, then Jordan Loretta went down with her knee. And we just didn't have any chance to process it last weekend, and that's why I think we performed like we did. It's just, you know, it's the worst part of my job, Steve. It's the worst. There's nothing that even compares to injuries.
Yeah, you were talking with KZI the other night, and you kind of mentioned how in the moment you kind of get through on adrenaline, but now, so a little different strategically in your preparation coming into this week, knowing that she's not going to be available and taking the time to, you know, prepare. More a sense of normalcy, preparing, knowing who's available to you.
A little bit, yeah. We've had a couple of days to at least prepare for being without her, and now we know we're without her. And, you know, what I told the team a couple of times is, you listen, you know, everybody feels bad for Jill. They feel bad for Jordan, but they don't feel sorry for the Ducks. You know, they're not going to go easy on us because of that, you know. And we look around. This is our team. This is who we have now. You know, no one else is coming through the door. And so it's kind of been a wake-up call, I think, the last couple of days. And, you know, we didn't handle it well last weekend. I hope we handle it better tomorrow. But, yeah, that still remains to be seen.
All right. Since we are on a bit of a shorter time leash, I'll get you with one more question. Tomorrow's game, Arizona, you beat them by 22, your only meeting this season. They're in the midst of a kind of an interesting situation.
Yeah.
They just announced their coach, Anaya Butzel, coaching the tournament, and then she's dismissed. All that going on, I mean, what kind of a challenge you think you'll face with a team who, at this point, really has nothing to lose?
Yeah, you know, it's really funny, Steve. I'd be interested to hear your take and you know, some of your fans on how you think the team will react. You know, they could just kind of play dead and lay an egg because, well, you know, what are we playing for? It's no big deal. Or, and in my opinion, this is what I think they'll do, they're going to really rally around her. And I think we're going to get Arizona's absolute best. Naya is, she's a really nice lady. And I think she's a likable coach. My guess, my sense is that her team really cares for her. And I got a feeling they're going to come out, what my dad used to say, hell-bent for election. I don't even know what that means, but he would say it all the time. And I truly believe that. We're gonna see their best. They're athletic. They're versatile. They're all about the same size. They'll switch every screen, and that can screw some teams up. So we're going to have to be on our game offensively.
All right, 2 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have the game on KUGN. It'll be on TV. We wish you, Coach, always fun talking with you. Sorry we got to cut you short today.
Hey,
but they're kicking
us
off. They're kicking us off soon.
Oh, they are. That's right. Hey, big game tonight down in Pauley. That's going to be fun to watch.
All right, listen, you guys, best of luck. Travel safe, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take it easy.